Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin from my Washington, D.C. studio. Roland, good morning.
No, man, I'm hanging in Jay's former spot, L.A.
Oh, you in L.A. today?
Former spot. Yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, his former spot. I know. Smell better in here, too.
Yeah, it's now the R spot.
Since I'm not there. Huh?
Yeah, smell much better.
You don't smell the old, huh?
Yeah, it's the R spot. No linen in there.
No linen in there.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, here for the NAACP Image Awards, of course, nominated for the fifth consecutive year.
Congratulations.
Thank you so very much. And we're shooting a couple episodes of Washington Watch Today.
I'm fabulous making it. I'll lineup. Be there. I'm coming.
You're coming?
Yeah, I'm
If there's
it.
A TV camera, he's
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm there, man. I'm there.
Okay, yeah, I'm I will let the producers know because you were scratched. Okay.
Don't scratch me back.
Tom, I know you have been following this trial. I have as well. It has been absolutely crazy. The federal corruption trial. A former Detroit mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, over the weekend, Mayor Kilpatrick actually spent the weekend in jail, sort of like a Holiday Inn. He had violated his probation dealing with some money that was given to him over the Christmas holidays. Judge threw him in jail, got back out, time for the trial Monday. The defense now presents their case in this gentleman, attorney Arnold Reed. He has represented a number of folks in various cases, Aretha Franklin, R. Kelly, and others. And he has been following the case. He's been every single day blogging about it for WCHB Radio in Detroit. So we chat with him right now. Hey, Arnold.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. So you've been in the courtroom, and we've been following the stories via newspapers and other blogs. And, man, the fans have been throwing all kind of stuff out, basically saying that that Kwame Kilpatrick as mayor with his boy Bobby Ferguson, man, they were just running a game on Detroit.
No question about it, Roland. I mean, here you have the youngest person in Detroit history elected at 31 years old in 2002. He stood before the city promising that he was Detroit's son, promising that he knew and understood the city. Today, Roland, the ex-mayor is now on trial facing 38 counts, racketeering, corruption, bribery. He, his father, Bernard, and longtime friend Bobby Ferguson, it is alleged that they have built the city out of $124 million.
And where is that? And where is that money?
That is the burning question. Obviously, Mr. Kilpatrick is not having access to that money. The feds are trying to track that money down, Tom. And meanwhile, he's getting wire transfers from various pastors and reverends around the country saying he's broke. He can't even afford to pay his kids' tuition. Where is the money? That's the big
feds,
question.
I read this one. One investigator. The feds said, I think it was the IRS, I believe. The feds said that some $800,000 had passed through the former mayor's bank account in a couple of years period, and he doesn't get paid $800,000 a year, and so they allege that was bribes and kickbacks. His attorney said, no, that was love offerings from fans and friends.
Well, he's going to have a lot of fans and friends if he doesn't stop accepting those love offerings.
But don't you have to report love offerings, too?
Yeah.
It's no question. That's part of his probation order, his parole order said any gifts you have to report. He's caught on tape, on videotape, standing in the Walmart. Now, you know Mr. Kilpatrick is 6'5". You're standing at the counter at Walmart counting out $100 bills, and somebody dimed him out, called the feds and said, hey, there's the ex-mayor standing here right now in Walmart. Come get him. And that's literally what happened. A grocery bagger dimed him out in Walmart, counting out $2,000 in $100 bills. He goes to jail for the weekend for not reporting it.
All right. Now, Roland, the prosecution has rest. What is the defense going to do? Who are they going to call? And what are you,
how do you defend that?
Yeah, how do you defend this? Because the prosecution has rested, and now the defense calls witnesses. Who are they going to call?
It's a tough one, Arnold.
The defense, first of all, they're going to have a long praying session because the prosecution has put it on them.
And ripped them up.
Has
all
put it
ministers.
On them. Yeah, they bet. They better summon the highest power they can.
Arnold, the prosecution pulled forth one of his close aides who broke down how the kickbacks worked, and it was riveting testimony. And his attorneys are trying as best they can. But I read one story where the defense is going to call a former councilwoman who used to rip him to shreds.
And see, that's the problem with this case in terms of how the defense is going to have to do this. They've called best friends, Roland. I mean, you've got a best friend from high school, little league, middle school, and now he's turned against you. I mean, that is poignant testimony. The defense is going to have to dismantle the wiretaps, the conversations, the recorded conversations that they have. They have a monumental task. I think the jury's mind is made up. I think they've proved their case in terms of the tax evasion, a little bit shaky on the corruption and racketeering. But remember, Mr. Kilpatrick is immensely popular still in this town. If you were to read some of the local media, you'd think this case is locked up, lock, stock, and barrel. But don't forget, Mary and Barry.
So you're going to go biblical here with the ministers and say that no best friends formed against me shall prosper. and hope that works as your defense.
Don't they have a list of witnesses?
You have to submit your witnesses.
And who have they turned in as witnesses for the defense?
I have not seen that list. Have you all?
Yeah, we're not privy. We're not privy to a list of defendants. You just get to know who they are when they're called. But I'm imagining that they're going to call some of their close friends, some more people who were in the administration to say, hey, this is the way we did business in the city. This wasn't corruption. This wasn't racketeering. They've got a lot to explain.
And how much time is Kwame looking at?
Kwame is looking at over 20 years. And I think the defense of this case is going to be tantamount to climbing Mount Everest backwards in flip-flops.
Backwards in flip-flops.
Okay.
Wow. If anybody can do it.
Attorney Arnold Reed, thank you so very much. And Tom, every time I read the stories,
backwards
I read the stories of this case, all I say is, dang.
Exactly.
That is crazy.
Good job.
Whew.